AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The chairman of the Federal Reserve Board says higher interest rate increases are in the offing.
In an IMF World Bank panel discussion, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said taming inflation is essential.
Economies don't work without price stability. We need that to have a strong labor market for an extended period of time. We need it for financial stability, so we must do that.
Powell noted the Fed's last cycle of interest rate hikes from 2004 to 2006 were quarter point increases.
So inflation's much higher now, and our policy rate is still more accommodative than it was then.
And with inflation at its highest in more than 40 years,
it is appropriate, in my view, to be moving a little more quickly. And I also think there's something in the idea of front-end loading whatever accommodation one thinks is appropriate.
The Fed's next policy meeting comes in early May. Analysts are expecting a half-point increase. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Biden orders another $800 million worth of weapons and military supplies and equipment to Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says that includes heavy artillery.
Understanding that terrain, understanding the geography, understanding Russian doctrine here, we believed, but more critically, the Ukrainians believed, that they needed additional artillery firepower, and that's what these will offer, in addition to the 18 that are already beginning to move in.
The mayor of Mariupol says as many as 9,000 civilians could be buried in mass graves outside the city. In the Florida House of Representatives today.
68 yeas, 38 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the bill passes.
Republicans who control the chamber approving a congressional redistricting plan from Governor Ron DeSantis that could give the party a 20-8 edge in the congressional delegation, despite the state's voters being nearly evenly split between Republicans, Democrats, and independents. Democrats in the House protested against the bill before its passage. This is AP News. 13 sexual assault victims of former sports doctor Larry Nassar are suing the FBI for $10 million each. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
Nassar is in prison for assaulting female athletes, including medal-winning Olympic gymnast. A Justice Department Inspector General's report concluded the FBI made fundamental errors when it became aware of allegations against Nassar in 2015. Jamie White is the attorney representing the 13.
An unthinkable and unnecessary number of sexual assaults occurred at the hands of Nassar during that period of time.
The investigation started a year later. Grace French is one of the 13 Nassar victims.
No one should have been assaulted after the summer of 2015 because the FBI should have done its job. To know the FBI could have helped to avoid this trauma, it disgusts me. And it hurts me.
At a Senate hearing last year, Director Christopher Wray apologized for the FBI's handling of the Nassar case. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.